In 2017, climate-induced megafires ravaged Portugal and burned an area roughly the size of the state of Delaware, killing over 120 people. Claudia Agostino is a 21-year-old nursing student in Portugal and one of six plaintiffs in the first climate change lawsuit filed with the ECHR, European Court of Human Rights, against 33 of 47 member states of the Council of Europe. Agostino says she witnessed the Leiria region where she grew up destroyed by the deadly forest fires that engulfed Portugal in 2017.
Em 2017, assisti com horror aos incêndios florestais mortíferos.
In 2017, I witnessed in horror the deadly forest fires that destroyed several areas of the country, including the region of Leiria. It was overwhelming for me to see how the forests where I usually like to be suddenly became extremely dangerous places. In that moment, I clearly understood that climate change is making the world an increasingly dangerous place, and that my generation is increasingly vulnerable and without future prospects.
Agostino calls climate change a public health crisis that will increasingly kill more people. The lawsuit filed on behalf of Agostino and five other young people in Portugal, aged 8 to 21, cites scientific data published by Climate Action Tracker. That data indicates most of Europe is currently on track to reach or increase to 4 degrees Celsius, well beyond the 1.5 degree threshold set by the 2016 Paris Agreement. Gary Liston is a legal officer for the Global Climate Action Network, which is backing the plaintiffs. Liston says this lawsuit, depending on how it's ruled, could buttress existing commitments made by the Paris Agreement.
They are facing the very real possibility of living to see a 4 degree warmer world. And in Portugal, that's a world where extreme heat waves with temperatures of over 40 degrees Celsius could endure for over 30 days at a time. Where the number of days that there's an extreme risk of forest fires quadruples in some parts of the country, rising to up to 80 or 90 days per year.
This is the second time Europe has been indicted on human rights grounds for failing to address climate change. Last fall, youth climate activist Greta Thunberg and 15 other children filed a legal complaint with the United Nations Committee on the Rights of the Child. That lawsuit also cites data published by Climate Action Tracker and alleges similar human rights violations. Mark Willers, co-counsel for the six Portuguese youths, says the accused nations are in violation of Articles 2, 8, and 14 of the European Convention on Human Rights.
Put bluntly, climate change affects the applicant's right to life because it increases their chances of dying prematurely. Climate change also affects their right to respect for their privacy and their family lives. It's a right which covers both their physical and mental well-being. Finally, we're arguing that the European states are unlawfully discriminating against these children and young adults by failing to properly tackle the climate crisis.
According to Willers, the lawsuit faces one large obstacle. He says there is a chance it could be rejected outright by the ECHR because the plaintiffs haven't yet exhausted all domestic remedies, meaning the case would have to be taken to the highest court in all 33 countries before going to Europe's highest human rights court. If the lawsuit survives, he says it could take months or even years before it gets a fair hearing. In 2015, a similar climate change lawsuit was brought by youths against the Obama administration, alleging the United States ignored climate change for decades and violated their constitutional rights. However, that case, Juliana versus United States, was thrown out in January by a federal appeals court, effectively ruling that the judicial branch has no constitutional power to order the federal government to draw down fossil fuel emissions. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.